Parshas Vayera tells the story of how Yishmael gets sick and he's left to die. And he cries out, and the Torah says in Perachaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayishma Elokim es kol ha-nar, Hashem hears the voice of the nar, of the young lad, Vayikra Malach Elokim el hagar min ha-shamayim. The Torah says that a Malach Elokim calls out to Hagar min ha-shamayim, from the heavens. So if you look back at Parshas Lech Lecha, there's another occurrence where Hagar is outside of Avram Avinu's house. At that point, it was temporary. And she is approached by a malach, and the words of the pasuk are, Vayomer Malach Hashem. And the Malach Hashem spoke to her, said to her. So the Meshech Chachma picks up on this nuance. Why is it, when it comes to Parshas Lech Lecha, where Hagar was temporarily banned from Avram Avinu's house, she had left the house, by Yomer Malach Hashem, and the Malach Hashem says, it seems as if the Malach came to speak to her, and yet when it comes to Parshas Vayera, when she's been kicked out of the house, and at this point Yishmael is sick, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Malach Elokim El Hagar, Min HaShamayim. The Malach Elokim doesn't come to talk to her. The Malach Elokim stays far away. Says the Meshech Chachma, there's a very basic difference between the two stories. In the first story, she was really still part of Avram Avinu's house. She lived in his house, and by Avram Avinu, it was normal to interact with Malachim. They were on such a high madrega, on such a high level, spiritual level, that they spoke to Malachim. That was normal. So while she was still part of the house of Avram, she could interact with a Malach. So Vayomer Malach Hashem, the Malach spoke to her. But, says the Meshech Chachma, when it came to Parshas Vayera, not so. Because by Parshas Vayera, she was already permanently kicked out of the house. And at that point, it wasn't normal for a Malach to come and greet her. And therefore, this Malach comes to speak to her, but only Min HaShamayim. The Malach only comes from, speaks to her from a very far distance. The Meshech Chachma goes on to ask another kasha, because later on in the parsha, once again we have a malach speaking at a distance. In the middle of Akedas Yitzchak, the pasuk tells us, "Vayikra elov malach Hashem min hashamayim." The malach Hashem calls out to Avram min hashamayim, again, from a distance, from shamayim. Vayomer Avraham Avraham, vayomer hineni. And once again, we see a situation where the Malach doesn't get close to Avram, but he calls from a distance. And here too we have to wonder, says the Meshech Chachma, why? Why from a distance? Why not up close? Says the Meshech Chachma, that this is there's a different reason for this. We know, we have, our Masorah tells us that the place, Chazal tell us that the place where the Akedah took place is the same place where the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. It was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was an extremely holy place. It was a makom, a place of Hashra'as HaShechina, where the Ribono Shel Olam was. And therefore, because it was such a holy place, Malachim weren't invited. Malachim weren't invited to such a holy place. And because of that, the Malach that spoke to Avram had to stay far away. That's the answer of the Meshech Chachma. So, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Hagar speaks personally to the Malach. In Parshas Vayera, we have two times where a Malach speaks to somebody from far away. Once with Hagar, once with Avram. Says the Meshech Chachma, when it comes to Hagar, it's because she was no longer part of Avram Avinu's house, no longer worthy of speaking up front and close to a Malach. And when it came to Avram, at the Akedah, the Makom HaKedah, the place of the Akedah, had such holiness, such Kedusha, and the Ribono Shel Olam was literally there. And if the Ribono Shel Olam is there, then it's inappropriate for the Malachim to be there as well. Ad kan divrei HaMeshech Chachma. Rav Shimshon Pinkus takes it one step further. He writes that perhaps the answer to the second question, to the second time that a Malach encounters a human, from a distance, the answer to that question can really be used to answer the first question. We know the answer to the second question was this place, Har HaMoriah, where the Akedas Yitzchak was performed, is the same place as the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's where Hashem rests in this world, where Hashem stays in this world. That's where the Kedusha is, that's where the Ribono Shel Olam is. And the place where Ribono Shel Olam is, a Malach can't stand there. Says Rav Pinkus, there are other sources for this, says Rav Pinkus, when a person suffers, has Yisurin, the Ribono Shel Olam is right there with him. When a person suffers, the Ribono Shel Olam doesn't sit on the side and watch. The Ribono Shel Olam is with the person every step of the way. It's precisely when a person feels a distance, a person feels they're suffering, they're hurting, they're in pain, that's when the Ribono Shel Olam comes and stands next to them. Says Rav Pinkus, what was going on in Hagar's life? Her only son, her dear son, was dying, and there was nothing left for her to do. He needed water, and they were in a desert. No water to be had, and she was in pain. Says Rav Pinkus, if she was suffering, if she was in pain, if Yishmael was suffering, then the Ribono Shel Olam was there with them, suffering with them, Kaviyachal, was there for them to support them and to carry them through the difficult situation. Says Rav Pinkus, the Yisod of the Meshech Chachma, if the Ribono Shel Olam is somewhere, a Malach cannot be there. It's too holy of a place for a Malach to stand, because Hashem himself is there. When a person suffers, Hashem is there, and a Malach can't be there. Says Rav Pinkus, that one answer can answer both questions. Avram Avinu was standing on the Makom HaMikdash. It was holy. Hashem was there. Malachim can't be there. Hagar was going through a very hard, difficult situation. Her only son was in tremendous pain and was about to die. And Hashem was there with her. And if Hashem is there, then the Malach can't be there. And that's why the Malach had to call Min HaShemayim. That's why the Pasuk says that the Malach called, Vayikra Malach Elokim Min HaShemayim, El Hagar Min HaShemayim. The lesson for us, very simple, very important to remember and to always carry with us. There are times when things are difficult, and there are times when things are challenging, and we have Yisurin. And it doesn't mean that Hashem forgot about us, and it doesn't mean that Hashem has left us. No, just the opposite. It means that Hashem has become closer to us. Hashem is now in our presence. When a person meets crisis, their initial reaction is fear, is loneliness. And Rav Pinkus teaches us exactly the opposite. It's precisely at the time when a person is suffering that they have that close connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, because the Ribono Shel Olam comes to them in order to help them through such a difficult time.